from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Okay.
Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
There was a park named after his cousin, Daniel Crockett.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
We got to start switching it up, though, because if people wanted to take us out, they know where to find us.
You're suggesting that we need to change our activities so that we're not abducted.
Yeah.
Makes Courtney feel great. If you could please not do that.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
And we were at a bar. The floor was wet, and I went to go step to go say hi to somebody. Went down. Knee went out. I had to pop back in while laying on the ground.
Oh, embarrassed.
Yeah, but
and then I'm like limping out. You know, the whole weekend was ruined.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Lee, I don't want you to be confused, first of all.
Yes.
I would say.
Look, it happens rather frequently, yes. Coach.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory. And I am 100% passive judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of. You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. That you're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Go!
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right. Adults.
Good morning.
What up, G Hill Coco?
Nice job jinxing the Red Sox last night,
man.
Coach. Well done.
I mean,
were you there for both, or did you?
No.
Okay.
You
just ruined the second one.
Yeah, that would be long suffering. Okay. I don't know if you could make
it
through both.
Alan from Nashville in the Twitch chat says 5 minutes only on the horrendous Boston Red Sox. I'm fine with that. Maybe two.
Yeah.
It's over.
I'm over.
It's
like giant fork. They need some kind of ceremonial giant logoed fork that they can stick in the entire carcass.
Yep.
And please, dude, when people talk about how this season can turn and about how they end of this week, they could either be 7.5 out of the last wild card or 2 out of the last wild card. Like, you're talking about the third and final wild card spot. That is what your entire hopes for a baseball season hinge on.
Right. And you're 5 games behind that, so it's not like it's not like you're a game and a half or 2 games away from that. You're pretty far.
No. So shut it down. Start figuring out who you can, what you're going to do with Jaren Duran. Are you going to unload him? You try to get yourself some legit pitching for next season. And thanks for coming.
Well, I don't think you kind of like unload Duran, right? Now isn't it about let's see?
Well, there's a lot of interest in Duran, and he's 28 years old,
right?
And you've got to get starting pitching for this team,
right? But isn't this where we say, okay, now it's about the off season? Let's see if you spend some money, right?
It's August 27th. It shouldn't be about the off season,
right?
But it is about
But that's where we are. And are they going to spend some money to get, bullpen help, like legit bullpen help, legit starting pitching? If you have some of these young players that, is this what Duran can be, this type of play year in and year out, you would keep him.
Yeah.
And, you got Sadan Rafael, looks like he's going to be a good play. Your offense isn't necessarily the question.
It's pitching. It's all
right.
Pitching.
And now we'll see. This will make Curtis happy. Well, he'll make not him happy, but this will he'll say, are the Red Sox really invested or not?
Yeah. Well, Curtis is off today, enjoying vacation. He will return after Labor Day. The Red Sox, unfortunately, will not. Are you? By the way, did you? I follow you on Instagram.
Yeah.
Did you join some sort of a gang or something? I
wouldn't call it a gang.
What happened? What, you moved to the city. It's City Wiggy, and all of a sudden you're in some kind of a gang.
Yeah, it's the Gray Bikes MC.
Okay, Gray Bikes Motorcycle Club.
Yeah, it's not really a gang. Okay. It's a gang.
No one has ever made a bigger 180 in my entire life than Wiggy on Bikes.
I know. They have sucked me in. I told you, I'm ready for Woo to eliminate the blue bikes and add more gray bikes.
Yeah. They're more expensive.
I don't know that it's her decision on which type of bikes, but
we need more of those in the city.
More of the gray bikes.
Yeah, the e-bikes.
The ones that require no physical activity whatsoever.
Man, I cruise all over the city in those things.
Yes, you do.
I cruise all over the city. We're looking for members.
Potential
prospects.
The Gray Bike Motorcycle Club, the MC.
Yeah.
The Gray Bike MC.
First Boston chapter ever.
Do you guys wear climate-friendly vests or jackets, leather jackets?
We welcome all that.
Faux leather jackets?
We welcome, if you want to ride in flip-flops or sandals. We welcome it all.
Okay. Well, good. There you see, if you're watching this show on Twitch, you see Wiggy last night making his way around the city.
Using a bike lane. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah. No, I was in the middle of the street on that one. And the feds was out heavy outside the Red Sox game.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It was about 30 cops, like something was going down.
What do you mean by feds? Were they federal officials? Or
just cops in general. Oh, okay. See, I took a picture of it. There was I didn't know what happened. I thought somebody got clapped over there, but...
Well, at least you had a good time at the ballpark, right?
I did.
Enjoyed yourself?
I did. Yeah. I got to see the trophy.
Yeah.
Shout out to Walshy for hooking me up. Beautiful suite.
Yeah. He has
and
a nice
the
one.
Location, too.
Always has good food in his suite, too.
Yeah. And, the location, you're right on the first base line, right behind the dugout.
Yeah.
You're right in the action.
Mm-hmm.
So...
This is David in the car. David, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Great show as always. So here's my opinion on the Red Sox, what happened. The worst mistake they made was sign Alex Score in the middle of the season.
Ooh.
I'll tell you why, in my opinion.
Ooh, okay.
Because what happened was you had this guy in the first season. He was playing for a contract. Rather that contractor was here or elsewhere, he was performing. He was putting on a show, so to speak. And then what happened? Then he gets comfortable. He gets signed. They do a little bit, maybe, to make him happy. Not enough, in my opinion. So now this guy is comfortable. Now he knows he's set for the next 3 years.
Yeah,
I think they should just wait.
Listen,
until the end of the year.
You make an interesting point when it comes to Alex Cora being signed in the middle of the season. being an issue. But then you lost me after that. I would accept that maybe some of these players, because they love Alex Cora, were playing for Alex Cora, so Alex Cora got a new deal. Maybe ownership and Craig Breslow were looking at Alex Cora like, if we can sign Alex Cora, then we don't have to do anything else. We don't have to really add to this team. And I don't think Alex Cora is giving up on this team.
No, I don't think he's giving up.
He's not managing any different than he was managing prior to getting his 3-year deal.
No, but I think the question that we will then ask is, this is 3 years in a row that the team has fallen off in the second half of the season.
So is he being hard enough on the players? Everybody says how much the players love him. I think sometimes with that comes a negative, where is he too easy on the players? Is he too understanding with the players when they say, yeah, we've just run out of steam, you know, we didn't get enough help? Is he then, you know, on their side when it comes to the fall off after? Because to have 3 seasons in a row with the same manager but different players is a bit worrisome.
Discipline or motivating guys has really virtually no effect on when you have a 4-run lead or a 3-run lead or a 5-run lead, mm-hmm. and you go to the bullpen and they can't hold it, or when you don't have starting pitcher. That has what starting pitcher? Well, what is Alex Cora going to do?
No,
about that?
I don't think he's going to do anything about, like, because I think baseball is different when it comes to, like, the rah-rah morale, discipline stuff. I don't think that really...
The bullpen has been trash since June, May. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody could see it except maybe for them.
So is that on manager? Is that on coaching? Is that on coaching?
No, it's not on coaching.
So then what is it on?
It's on the fact that you are Craig Breslow, John Henry, Sam Kennedy, and you don't stock the pool up with, like, legitimate fish.
Well, you brought in relatively okay players.
Brought them in when?
During the trade deadline.
You brought in two bullpen arms and a starter? You brought back Paxton,
mm-hmm.
Like whoop-de-doo.
Well, everybody liked it during the deadline.
I don't think anybody liked it.
No, it was worth, like, taking a flyer on or whatever. He was DFA'd by somebody else, mm-hmm. maybe. Like, who wants...
By the Dodgers.
He was sloppy seconds. Like, who wants sloppy seconds?
Sometimes sloppy seconds are better than... first go-around.
Oh, by the way, I don't know why this reminds me of this topic, but it does. Are we going to address... at any point this morning, the absolutely wild wardrobe malfunction that occurred on the social medias yesterday?
What happened?
Is this going untalked about or something?
Can I find it? Is it still up?
I don't think it's still up.
No, it is gone.
I think it was removed.
Oh, did nobody screenshotted it?
I hope not.
I'm sure it was screenshotted.
No, please don't tell me that. Please, like, I honestly... Yesterday was a tough go for your girl.
I don't understand how this happened without it being intended.
What happened?
Intended.
I
would not post this on purpose.
What happened?
Without a paywall.
Soft launch for her OnlyFans?
Oh my God.
What happened?
Did you see it?
I did not.
Oh,
I found out about it after the fact.
I'm turning red. I mean, I've seen a lot in my 57 years, but it was full boob.
What?
Full boob.
Shake my tatas.
What happened?
Okay.
How did it happen?
I post a reel every Monday or Tuesday from my weekend, and it's something I enjoy doing.
Okay.
I tried to add a little spice into this reel because this weekend was very low key, very wholesome, really.
Right.
And I posted a bathtub shot of just my legs.
Yep.
It was up for about 3 hours. And then I get a frantic call from Santo, and he's like, somebody I went to college with just called or reached out to me. Says, was like, oh, I love the show, I listen, and I love Courtney, and not to be weird, but in her latest reel, in the reflection, her whole boob is...
Oh, man. Send this to us.
No.
Greg, you could be on to something, though. This could be...
Soft launch. Shime is
no,
right.
Not soft launch, but a little bit of, like... intentional.
Let me throw it out there and see what the reaction is.
Let me tell you, it wasn't my favorite angle, so I would not. Oh. That would not be my chosen.
Sure, what's wrong with the angle?
No, I just said, like, I would have really, you know, tried to zhuzh it up if it was something to launch an OnlyFans. This is like, This is my biggest fear come true. And I did this once in college, too, by accident. My friend TJ reminded me. He's like, didn't this happen to you in college? I said, yes. But that was just like a post, and I was in a bathing suit, and maybe there was a bit of nipple showing.
You sure it wasn't accidental, intentional?
No.
Because now we're talking about...
No.
Now your come-ups is going to be big.
Yeah. No. When I tell... I text my mom, aunt, and cousin in a panic. My mom says, delete it. I said, Mom, what do you think the first thing I did was? Do you think I just left it up?
Like, delete it.
Yeah, delete it?
Delete it.
Okay, thanks.
What's wrong? What's the big deal? It's just
no, Wiggy, it wasn't even, like, tasteful. It was a full areola. It was, and we all have them. You know, like, it is what it is.
Yes, we do.
We all have them.
Yeah, right.
We do.
But, like, this to me, I am pretty...
You didn't like the angle of
it? No, I don't. I'm pretty conservative in the way I dress. I'm a coastal grandma.
Yes.
So for me to show full nipple boob on the interwebs was not on my bingo card for 2024.
It was a bold move by you. I respect it.
All right.
I respect it. I understand what you were going
Courtney's
for.
Courtney's coming out of her shell a little bit.
I mean, give her a follow right now. What is your Instagram?
Coco Cox, please. Yeah.
You might get another accidental boob in the bathtub shop.
No, it was Santo couldn't believe it. He's like, "Are you for real?"
Well, the funniest thing is some dude that he hasn't spoken to in 10 years.
It was a girl.
Oh, it was a girl.
Wow. Thank you, Kristen.
Some girl he hasn't spoken to in 10 years calls and says, "Ah, really love the show. Courtney sounds so great on it, but also her full areola is on view on Instagram." In case you didn't know.
And I'm living in a la la land, cleaning my apartment for 3.5 hours, like no care in the world. And then I open, and there were so many, like, we talk about how great the listeners of this show are.
Yes.
The DMs from men who were really like, they weren't creepy. I got an email from somebody saying, "I've tried to DM you. I've left a comment on your thing. You need to delete your..." People were really, really nice.
I'm surprised nobody like screen grabbed it or whatnot. It's like an Elaine Bennis from Seinfeld. I think people have seen me walking around butt ass naked.
Have they?
Of course. Yeah. You live in the city and you just forget.
Wait, you also have sex on beaches. Like, that's probably happened.
I feel like you're somebody who would be walking around nude in your skyscraper apartment all the time.
Greg, you live in an apartment building
I do.
So
yes,
you're up.
Mine is condos, but yes, go ahead.
Condos, whatever. Yes. They're all the same. Yes. But you look, and if there's buildings around you, if you're high.
You can see right in. And sometimes you see, like, you might be walking around in your skivvies or something, and you see somebody looking over, and it is what it is. I mean,
And I'm like I kind of sleep in the nude, live in the nude.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like you get out of the shower, and you're like, whatever.
Yeah. No, I mean, I was wondering if this was posted yesterday in solidarity with the 4 or 5 people who participated in the topless protest a few weeks ago. I didn't know if that's where you were going with this.
No, it wasn't.
But
we all make mistakes. All
right.
And if you saw it, you know, you're welcome.
All right. Well,
it's Cash App you?
Yeah. My Venmo, please.
All right. We got a lot to get to this morning, including our leads in just about 10 minutes at 6:25 or somewhere around there. I hate when I have to do this, but my lead is an I told you so.
My lead is a what are we doing?
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah.
With regard to what topic?
I don't want to...
Football?
No, I feel like if I give you the world it's in, you'll know it. But
okay.
I'm at the point where I'm like, what is going on in society that... When something is common sense and it's in your face and you could lose it.
You could lose it.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Shine, theme of your lead topic?
I heard a scoop yesterday that I feel the need to react to.
Okay.
I think you and I are on the same page here. Let me go first with my lead.
Okay. You want to go first? Okay. Well, you are the president of the Gray Bike Motorcycle Club.
Yep. So
whatever you say goes. I'm kind of afraid.
Shouldn't it just be the Gray Bike Cycle Club?
No. It's MC.
MC. MC, baby. Come on,
it's Chad. MC. It's a motorcycle club.
You know, we got to have some type of street cred.
Bike thing. And if you get out of whack, they get out. If you get out of line, they will beat you with a solar-powered flashlight.
That's right.
because they are very concerned about the climate and the planet.
We keep all our valuables in the little basket in front. So be aware.
All right, Leeds coming up, and then they said it at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We will definitely talk about what Kevin Garnett said about today's NBA player.
Ooh, I love him.
Which that will not please Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown or anybody on the Boston Celtics or anybody playing in the National Basketball Association currently. So we'll get to that at 7, and news with Courtney coming up at 7:45, including how creepy is it and why a wedding photographer is in trouble for capturing things on film that he should not have been trying to capture. So that is all coming up on today's show. And here she is right now to start the morning off with what is going on trending-wise.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Sox had two games yesterday with the Blue Jays. Two opportunities to get a win, both dropped. First game ended in a 4-1 loss, and the second, a 7-3 loss. Danny Jansen was the first player in MLB history to play for two different teams in the same game. They've got another one with Toronto at Fenway tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Cooper Criswell getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Sean McDonough, Joe Castiglione, and Lou Maloney all have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. In football, the NFL and NFL Players Association have mandated the use of a new device to measure field conditions before regular season games this season. It's a strike device. It's part of a larger effort to create a set of universal guidelines for the league's 30 playing surfaces, all while addressing continuous issues between owners and players in recent years.
Yeah, because players... I do, but players want to go back to natural grass,
yeah,
which I think is probably the smart thing to do. But then owners complain that are in colder weather climates because you had cost more money to take care of it. So
this is good, though, because when you consider where injuries happen, aren't there certain fields where it's like Tuesday?
Jet Stadium. Yeah. It is insane how many players get injured.
And I always thought it was more of the new field turf, but that's what most guys want to go back to. Like kind of what soccer does. I think, right, don't the soccer players, they won't play on no artificial turf?
Correct. There's some of them that won't, Wiggy. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. And that feeling when your knee, ankle, and joints feel bone on bone, it's time to call Ortho Laser New England. Torn ligament, tendon, it's time to call Ortho Laser New England. Heal your joints at Ortho Laser with a Z, any.com. That's what's trending. Here is Shime with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney.
I know you're just a fill-in.
Yep.
But you absolutely blew the hail forecast yesterday. Yeah. Not a word about it.
What?
Hail.
Hail?
Dangerous hail.
Oh, really? I said thunderstorms. It was one of the same.
You said nothing about hail. It was falling all over the Cape and Connecticut and South Shore.
Yeah, Greg, I do the Boston forecast. I don't do outside of Boston. I am a replacement.
Are you aware that this show is broadcast in every single New England state?
Okay, do you want me to give the weather report for every New England state?
No, but if there is something dangerous like hail, and which one would need to protect themselves, you ought to offer that up for the listeners as a courtesy.
That's fair. I had no idea there was hail.
Right.
Again,
my models
are from older than I am, Greg. I don't have Curtis's updated
my
models.
My suspicion is that you didn't even use any models.
Mm. No.
I think what you did is, unfortunately, just go to your phone, look at some sort of a weather app, and repeat verbatim what was on the weather app.
I would never do such a thing. I would never insult the profession like that.
No, I feel like that's what you did.
Never.
That makes me miss my guy Curtis just a tiny little bit.
Yeah, Curtis is really good at this. I'm just
quite frankly the only thing I miss about Curtis. all right, anyway, what?
62 degrees and sunny here in the city of Boston. The high today is 82. It will be a gorgeous day out for you to walk around the city. I bet Curtis will enjoy his long old man walks today.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Curtis is on vacation. He will be back on Monday. What? Why is everything around this place a conspiracy? This 978 text from some bube. No offense, Courtney. Curtis has been suspended. I hope you guys stand with him. No, Curtis is on vacation. The man deserves a vacation. If and when Curtis is suspended, like the last time he was suspended, I would tell you nearly every time I spoke that Curtis was suspended. Mm-hmm. Is that not the way it goes around here, Shime?
Greg, I would say the one thing you are is very transparent about literally everything.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have the confidence to be transparent. I generally try to be transparent. And so the man deserves a little vacation. There are countless things he could be suspended for, but none of that has happened of recent note.
No.
I feel like, I don't want to give you anxiety, but you need to hire one of those internet scrubbing companies. Are you watching the
Yes. Super, and if you say you have a screenshot, I will look you up and you will be, my lawyer will be in touch.
That's not your lawyer can do. You put it up there. Yeah. Way to go, internets.
There are countless people on the Subaru of New England text line who say that nip slip or boob slip still available all over the interwebs.
No.
It's honestly probably on the dark web.
No.
It's already hit Reddit.
It's out there. Courtney, you know it's coming. Somebody's going to repost it.
Also, there's no way that you took a bathtub selfie and didn't look at it first to see if your boob was reflected.
When I told you, I took it so many times to look and make sure that nothing was showing. I did not look at the faucet.
Courtney, you're very smart.
Yeah,
we
love
you like a sister.
Yeah.
There's no... I get what you were doing.
Come on, sis.
I was not...
It was up for 3 hours.
Come on,
sis. If you guys think that I would post my breast in the way in which it was posted...
It wasn't your breast, though. Out in public,
it was my breast.
But it was more of a reflection of it.
You didn't even see it.
No, you don't even know. But I'm not saying she didn't do it like intentional boob out.
You're saying you wouldn't post it because of the way it looked.
Correct. If I'm going to do like a cheeky little post and, you know, give something and say, oh my goodness, that would not have been the one.
Okay.
No, but so that's what the
one. Because it's also embarrassing. In the reflection, you can see like my camera up, like trying to get a good angle of like my legs in the bath. Like it was the most...
See, you're capping, because there was a female celebrity who just did this, and I forget who it was. It might have been Kay Michelle or something cooking, and it slipped out, and then they waited like for a beat or two, and then all of a sudden grabbed it.
Oh, this is bad news. 508 texter, probably of my age based on this reference. But they say it is now, your boob is now up on Mr. Skin.
Mm. What is that?
I don't know what that is.
Mr. Skin was this guy who, like, when the internet first started, he would identify like where every nude scene in a movie was, and then posted on the internet.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, those were good times.
8 minutes into
people are like, oh wait, there's nudity in a movie. Yeah. Let me check.
8 minutes into 9.5 weeks with Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
You'll see
that was
two
a good movie though.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
That was Michelle Pfeiffer
and Mickey Rourke.
Yeah,
that was like
Kim Basinger.
Was it Kim Basinger?
Yeah, Basinger, who like disappeared. Was she married to Alec Baldwin or something? Or am I getting confused? I think she dated Alec Baldwin.
Oh, okay.
But then she disappeared. She was like all the rage as an actress, Kim Basinger, and then just disappeared.
Didn't she come back on? Kill Bill? No, was that her in Kill Bill Volume?
I don't know. You, like, with movies, you don't know anybody's name, and you just send me into a complete tailspin. Like, I'm always very confident. I always know who the actor or actress is.
Did you ever see Kill Bill?
Yes, and then you throw me for a loop because you start mentioning these people, and you never know their names. And so then, well, then I'm not confident.
She had the patch. Uma Thurman was the star.
Yes.
It was, Vivica Fox was in it.
It was Kim Basinger. Who
was
had
that her? That's what I'm asking.
I'm on her IMDb, and I'm not seeing Kill Bill.
I don't think that was her.
Okay. All right.
I don't think so.
All right.
Here's a 401 text from Rhode Island. Courtney, don't worry. You've seen one. You've seen them all. All right. So
there we go.
Don't worry about it.
Yep. We've all got them.
That is true.
Oh, she was in 8 Mile. That seems like it was maybe her last.
617 text. This show is so bad. You had to have this bimbo release nudes to generate buzz. Actually, the show is doing very well.
Yeah.
I don't pay much attention to the ratings, Shime. How were the weekly? How was the weekly last week? When it comes to adults, all people, men 25, 54, were we number one or number two?
Unfortunately, number two. But
what
I think
were we the week before? Were we number one the week before?
We were by a people, good margin
last people,
week.
Men and women, all people 25, 54.
That's correct. And we were only second place by 0.1 points this past week.
Oh, how many? By what?
0.1.
0.1.
Yep.
1/10 of a point.
That's correct.
But isn't that good
so
marketing?
So you can S it. Texter, S it.
But isn't that
and
good?
I'm not a bimbo.
Yeah, but isn't
how about that?
Get him.
You're not a bimbo.
No, but isn't that good marketing?
What?
For any show or something, give you a little something erotic to kind of get you.
All pub is good pub, baby.
Yes,
no.
That's right. We need more boobs.
That's what Whitney says about movies.
Less sports, more boobs.
Yep.
That's it. I'll take my shirt off if you want.
This is Cotto. Hello, Cotto.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Cotto?
So I just listened back to the Gerard Mayo interview from yesterday because I wasn't able to hear it.
Yes.
And it really sucks that he's such a well-spoken and nice guy because they feed us so much bullcrap. as a lifelong Patriots fan, just sitting here and listening to all that is so sad. You have a team that has some sort of upside with some pretty talented rookies and younger players, Ramondre Stevenson and stuff like that, and you're just doing absolutely everything to suck. And day in and day out, they come out and give you all these excuses and all this bullcrap about what they're going to do. And the worst one was saying that they're going to pick up a lineman on the waiver wire. You guys haven't spent any money. They haven't spent any money.
No.
And the time to spend on a lineman was, you know, during free agency early when there was actually linemen available. But instead, you're going to go to the Salvation Army and pick up a lineman.
Well,
like, this is ridiculous.
I mean, Mayo said yesterday that they went and got Big Mike. And so that's from his perspective, that was their big move to shore up the O-line, which stunk last year.
All right, what about the rest of the O-line?
Yeah.
What about the rest of the O-line?
How about, I mean, left, like when you look at left tackle, that position has been bereft on this team for a long time, Wiggy.
Yeah, because it was real. The only really good year you had at left tackle, I think, was that one year with Trent Brown when Brady was there and they won the Super Bowl.
They won the Super Bowl that year. That was his first year.
That was his first year. And they traded for him, and then things kind of went downhill with him.
That's like 7 years ago.
Yeah, it is a long time.
6 years ago. When was that? 2019? That Super Bowl?
Was it 18?
18.
Yeah.
We can get into it. I do want to get to the leads and everything. But I'm curious. Gerard Mayo comes on this show yesterday, says something about the Drake May, which directly contradicts what he had said the night before after the game. I'm curious what people think about Gerard Mayo. Do you like Gerard Mayo when he comes on this show and says, theoretically, everything that's on his mind, or do you prefer the old way of doing business?
No, I like the Gerard Mayo way. I like the Bill way, but at least
so he's just going to say whatever he's feeling at the moment.
Well, but I think now what happens is he puts him now he backs himself into a corner. He told us yesterday that Drake May was outperforming Jacoby Brissett. So how can you stop Jacoby Brissett when you've told everybody?
But the night before, he said that Drake May was clearly the number two quarterback, and he wasn't even sure that if Jacoby Brissett was hurt, that Drake May would get the start.
Well, he hadn't watched the film yet.
I see. So what did he do, get up and watch film? They got in at 3.
Yep.
He got up at 5 and watched film and then came on this show at 9.
I mean, next question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure until I watch the film.
Yeah.
Well, he said to us yesterday, hey, I don't want you guys to be confused, so if there's anything, I'll explain it to you.
No, I like it. I love having him on the show. I got to tell you, I love it.
My takeaway.
But there are people who don't like it. Bill Simmons was all over it.
Well, why doesn't he like it? So he likes
it. He said this, does Gerard Mayo understand that when you're doing these interviews, that you're held accountable for what you say?
Right.
I
just worry that the more and more we get through the season, the more and more we are going to revert back to a Bill Belichick-like approach. Mm-hmm. Because if you're Gerard Mayo, you started off with the burnsome cash, and now it does kind of seem flip-floppy when he tells us one thing, then in the next time he talks to media, it's maybe a different take on the same exact thing.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, he's going to just say, you know what? Never mind. That's why Bill did that for so long.
That's why, like, there are people like this 413 text. Gerard Mayo is getting a crash course in why Bill Belichick kept his mouth shut.
It's too late now. What's the saying? The hay is out of the bond.
Yeah.
He can't go back down that road because he's already told us, and the players have told us, it's different around here now. So he can't all of a sudden go and try to take a page out of Bill's book because everybody's going to go, come on, man, that ain't you.
Can I present a bit of a conspiracy? This may be giving him too much credit, but is he deliberately being wishy-washy in an attempt to hide things but still be talkative? Like, he's basically trying to do Bill Belichick but do it the complete opposite way?
No.
I don't think so.
All right, it was worth a shot.
I think he thinks that it's a good thing to be transparent. We were just talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But not necessarily when you're the head coach of an NFL team. Like, you just don't need to tell everybody everything. And so,
especially when you're not 100% sold on whatever you're telling them.
Or when it's not your decision.
Yes.
Which may be the case here, which is terrifying. Like, if he's not making the decision on who the starter is week one, that's scary for him.
Yeah, that's
scary for your career.
I think he has final say. The offensive line.
Okay, if he has final say, and he's going to sit on this show yesterday and say that Drake May has outperformed Jacoby Brissett, then why doesn't he just say Jacoby Brissett's going to be my number two guy? Drake May is a starter. Like, what's the point?
I think he still is in a point of, we're going to talk about it, collaborate on it, and then. Because one of the other things he said, he's not going to name the starter until he tells the team. So I don't think he told the team. And I don't think the team knows who the starting quarterback is.
401 texter from Rhode Island. Hello, Rhode Island. Says, Courtney is correct. The head coach must keep us all abreast of every decision that is being made on this team.
Yeah.
I'm here for all of those this morning. On the text line or in phone calls, please. There are thousands of words that one can use to describe that appendage. Please work them in casually to conversations on the phone or on text or in the Twitch chat all morning.
Mm-hmm.
Our leads coming right up next. I got to tell you something. The text machine, as LB used to refer to it on the old AAF show, is undefeated.
Oh, yes.
On this program.
Yeah.
Undefeated. You want some of the best ones during the break?
Please. God.
In order?
Sure.
All right, Shime, you ready? 781 text. The Red Sox dropped a couple yesterday, and so did Courtney.
All right.
Oh, God.
617 text. I saw Courtney's reel yesterday, and
something is up in the ocean right now.
In the water, yes. It was actually the bathwater. All right. One more before we get to leads.
Yeah.
Gerard Mayo is playing checkers, and Courtney is playing chess.
Okay. I like Greg. You're starting to sound like a real boob this morning.
You could say that. Send that in any morning. All right. Unfortunate wink, wink, wardrobe malfunction revealing a boob on Instagram yesterday by accident.
Right. Yeah, my mom, my dad.
Oh, Santo. Oh. I can't believe that's right up there. I gotta remove that immediately.
When Santo's aunt is texting me about it and my father, I like that is not something that I put out there for them to see.
Wait, what did poor John Cox?
No, he can't. He doesn't even want to. He doesn't even want to address it. I'm sure after the show, he was like, "Pal, I'm really proud of how you handled that today." That's what he's gonna
say. Well, I would be saying if I was him, I would be saying it to my daughter. Why would you even put up a video of you in the bathtub? What are you trying to accomplish?
Oh, because I do the reels of everything I do this weekend.
Are you sure you're trying to leave? Are you trying to give more to the people?
No, I am not.
Because anytime you do bathtub, I feel like, all right, you're trying to, that's thirst trapping at its best.
No, it's like bathtub and bikinis. Our bathtub is very pretty. So I was posting that.
Oh, so then post the bathtub. Why do you got to be in it to
Trust
post
me,
it?
I literally will never post it again.
I mean, a texter says that we're really trying to milk this situation. So we probably ought to move on. All right. Chime, you ready? Let's get right to Leeds.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for
I heard the news yesterday. I knew that there was one person who would be very excited about it, and that is you. So I'm assuming that that's why you chose that song?
Yeah, I saw the news yesterday. I felt Oasis is doing their reunion shows over in the UK next year. I believe they go on sale in like 4 days.
Saturday.
Yep.
But the shows are next summer, but they're putting them on sale now.
Correct.
The brothers Gallagher have hated each other forever, and that has meant that that band did not play together for 15 years. And now there is something that has brought them back together, and it's called money.
Yes, it is called that bread.
That's what it's called.
A bag.
What do you think those tickets are going to cost? They're doing like Wembley for a couple shows.
I think they're doing 4 shows at Wembley.
Yeah.
It is. Those tickets are going to be insane.
They're going to be absolutely insane. All right, your lead this morning?
Yes, Greg, thank you. Good morning. Yesterday, on the maiden voyage of the Jones and Keefe program,
here
on the
show
station.
Sounded good yesterday.
Sounded great.
It really did.
I listened to a lot of the show yesterday. Those guys worked together before, and you can tell, and it was a good show yesterday.
Well, Rich Keefe came on and on the very first show had a bit of a scoop for the people. This is what Keefe said about Jeremy Swayman.
Jeremy Swayman, as we know, has not signed a contract with the Boston Bruins.
Uh-huh.
Camp starts for them very shortly. You're saying, what is going on there? Went to arbitration with the team a year ago, was not happy with that, very publicly was not happy with that. And Scoops Keefe here to report, or Scoop. A report. We kind of scoop, right? Jeremy Swayman looking for $10 million a year.
I'm sorry?
That is the scoop that I have. He is looking for $10 million a year. That would put him with Sergei Bobrovsky and Carey Price.
Mm. So,
I would believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would too, but that means he's asking for too much. Like,
okay, well, that's what you do in a negotiation. You ask for too much, and you meet in the middle.
I agree.
I just don't know if the Bruins are going to meet. His middle is probably $9 million, and that's the exact amount that they have cap space-wise. That's it.
If I'm the Bruins, I'm telling him I cannot pay you more than Andre Vasilevsky because he has Stanley Cups and you don't. Like, that's the line I would draw.
Yeah, but he could say, yeah, well, you got rid of your other great goalie.
Bingo.
So here's what you've got. Yep. Take it or leave it.
A dumb move.
They put themselves in this situation.
But he's an RFA still. So he's like, they have total control of this situation.
Just for this year, though.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but he's willing to say, all right, I'll play this year. And guess what? I'm Gonzini after the season. Because you're Courtney, you're right. He has all the leverage.
He played this. I don't think perfect. He has all the leverage.
Shine, you're
Wiggy,
out of your mind.
If he gets hurt or struggles at all this year, the price just drops precipitously. He's never won a Vezina. He's never even been to a Stanley Cup.
Uh-huh.
Like the price
but he's
would
betting
change
on himself,
dramatically.
Though. He's betting. Do you think he's going to be bad?
I think he'll be good. I don't think he'll be good as he was in the playoffs this past year. Like, I think he'll be really good, though.
He'll be really good. So the price won't drop.
Yes, it will. It will not be $10 million at the end of next
year. Who's the kid from Winnipeg?
Hellebuck.
Hellebuck. He makes $8.5 million. No Stanley Cups. You look.
Yeah, that's why Vasilevsky makes just over $9 million.
Right, but
which is why I said you cannot make more than Vasilevsky. That would be my line if I'm the Bruins. So I would pay him just under $9 million. More than Hellebuck, but less than Vasilevsky.
How many Stanley Cups does Carey Price have?
None.
Did he not win one?
No, he hasn't won one. How much does he make?
He's been to one, Canadians? That's for sure.
Yeah, right. But he doesn't. So it's not about you just winning a Stanley Cup. If you're good, if he has a great season or he's really good, and he's asking for $10 million.
It's a lot of money, though.
I'm not saying it. And listen, I agree. But he's, what, 26 years old?
Yeah.
So you don't think a team looks at that and goes, we have an elite goalie who is 26 years old that we can wrap up for the next 8 years that wants, you know, $9, $10 million a year. And if you're a team that's just missing out because you're missing that piece, which is the goalie, and we all know how important the goalie is in hockey, there'll be plenty of teams that would be willing, not plenty, but there would be some teams that would be willing to say, all right, we'll give you $10
million. Yeah, I mean, it just, it's he's in the, you know, definitely in the over $8 million.
That's what I would think.
$9 million area.
Yes.
But I don't know about $10 million. That is a lot of money.
All right, you have no backup plan.
No, you don't. No,
so
you don't.
What? That was like,
unless they believe Brandon Bussey is the backup plan, no. And he's a year away.
No. All right, great lead, Chime. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good scoop, Rich. By the way, when it comes to his Bruins scoops, pretty spot on.
Yeah.
Nailed the Pasternak deal down to the penny.
Yeah,
so.
He has a good connect there.
He is a little late with his Swayman.
Well, what do you mean?
Because remember, he had originally it said Swayman was going to sign. Early, he had him on a contract during the season, but it never happened.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, yeah. But he's right about this one.
All right, we'll get to the rest of the leads, Courtney's and Wiggy's and mine next, and we will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports at 7:20.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.